This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A past Kentucky Farm Bureau president says his happiest days are on the farm with his cattle. Bath County farmer Marshall Coyle, who served as Kentucky Farm Bureau president prior to Mark Haney, says he has a beef cattle operation.
We're in East Kentucky, and we're a cow-calf, and then operation, we do background all of our calves, and our biggest thing is taking care of cattle, and hay is our biggest crop.
Coyle says they aim for black whiteface cattle.
We run Angus cows and Polled Hereford bulls and shoot for black whiteface calves. Pretty much so that's what you get now. Every now and then, there'll be a red whiteface one pop out, but we've had really good luck with running the Angus cows and the Polled Hereford bulls. The Polled Hereford bulls are gentle, and the Angus cows do. They're a heck of a mama.
He says the family farm dates back to the early 1950s.
My daddy bought the first land in 1951, and we farmed it and added to it some. We're up to maybe a little over 700 acres. And like I said, our biggest crop is hay. We finished up rolling finally.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Bath County farmer Marshall Coyle says he's concerned about what may happen to the waters of the U.S. rule.
We worked hard during the past administration to get that changed and provide some help to our farmers and security. And I think that's going to be one big battle that we're facing this year.
He adds his happiest days are with his cattle.
You know, I'm in a place that's fairly isolated. You know, nobody bothers me. And they kid me a whole lot here because I do talk to my cows. The main thing is when you do, they don't talk back.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.